in the limelight. As Latin America grapples with a tragedy that has yet to fully play out, there are also growing fears about the coronavirus pandemic's longer-term impact on a region the International Monetary Fund, IMF, expects to shrink 9.4% this year. Tens of millions of people are expected to be plunged into poverty and decades of social progress erased. Eduardo Ortiz Juarez, a Mexican academic at King's College London University who is studying the impact of COVID-19 on global poverty, said, "We're talking about an unprecedented shock." Ortiz Juarez said about 72 million Latin Americans had escaped poverty during a commodity-fueled glorious decade of sustained economic growth and aggressive social assistance between 2003 and 2013. Pointing to Mexico, Colombia, Peru, and Guatemala as countries that could be particularly badly affected by the coronavirus, he added, "This reversal probably won't offset the achievement in magnitude, but we could be talking about 52 million people at risk of falling into poverty." We now present you an interesting article written by Latin American correspondent Tom Phillips. The piece is titled, "It's a Tsunami: COVID-19 Plunges Latin America Back into Poverty and Violence." The article has been taken from the Guardian newspaper. Please stay with us for more of Tom Phillips' article. As coronavirus galloped through Latin America in late April, the mayor of Manaus, the capital and largest city of the Brazilian state of Amazonas, was in despair. As gravediggers in the Amazon's largest city piled coffins into the muddy trenches, Brazilian mayor, politician and lawyer Arthur Virgilio admitted, "The outlook is dismal. Brazil's death toll hit 5,500 and its president Jair Bolsonaro responded with a shrug. It's obvious this won't end well." 2 months later, the mayor of Manaus, Arthur Virgilio's nightmare has come true. Brazil's death toll has risen to more than 60,000, the second highest in the world after the United States, with some now predicting it could overtake the United States, where about 130,000 people have died by the end of July. Latin America, home to 8% of the global population, but nearly half of recent COVID-19 deaths, is the eye of the storm, with more than 120,000 of the world's 524,000 coronavirus fatalities being situated in Latin America. Meanwhile, the mayor of Manaus, Arthur Virgilio, was recently rushed to hospital for non-invasive respiratory support after becoming infected himself. The 74-year-old warned in a video from his hospital ward, he said, "We mustn't underestimate COVID-19. It changes constantly and attacks from all sides." He added, "It's like an evil army that has organized to harm humanity." Months after Latin America's first COVID-19 case was recorded in Brazil, the region's biggest economy is far from the only country struggling with the coronavirus pandemic. Mexico, where 30,000 people have died, has overtaken Spain as the country with the world's sixth highest COVID-19 death toll. Peru, initially praised for its swift and strict lockdown, has lost more than 10,000 of its citizens, whilst the number of cases in Chile, Argentina and Bolivia has been rising too. Fears that Venezuela's healthcare system could be rapidly overwhelmed appear not yet to have been confirmed, with President Nicolas Maduro's administration recognizing just 57 deaths and 6,273 cases of coronavirus infection. There have been glimmers of hope. Aggressive testing has helped Uruguay, which has registered just 28 deaths because of the virus. It is the only Latin American country named on the European Union's list of safe travel destinations. Paraguay has kept its death toll under 20, with a stringent lockdown. The Ecuadorian city of Guayaquil, initially overwhelmed with corpses dumped on the streets, is bouncing back, with health brigades pursuing the coronavirus house to house. But overall, the situation is bleak in Latin America, and nowhere more so than Brazil, whose far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, has undermined containment efforts, flouted social distancing, and urged Brazilians to return to work despite the number of confirmed coronavirus infections last week hitting an astonishing 1.5 million. As the coronavirus has radiated, Jair Bolsonaro's government has been consumed by a seemingly endless saga of political scandal and bickering, including the defenestration of two health ministers who challenged the president's response to the virus. Cristiano Rodriguez, a political scientist who, like many, blames Jair Bolsonaro's incoherent anti-scientific response for the high death toll in Brazil, said, "This is the government of death." Last week, as the epidemic continued to rage, there was outrage as Rio de Janeiro reopened restaurants, shops and beaches against expert advice. And photographs showed packed coffee shops in one upper-class district of Rio de Janeiro. The science writer Natalia Pasternak told Brazilian television, "We can't talk about a second wave when we're still in the first wave." She added, "Brazil doesn't have a second wave. It has a tsunami." As Latin America grapples with a tragedy that has yet to fully play out, there are also growing fears about the pandemic's longer-term impact on a region that the International Monetary Fund, IMF, expects to shrink by as much as 9.4% this year. Tens of millions of people are expected to be plunged into poverty, and decades of social progress will be erased. Eduardo Ortiz Juarez, a Mexican academic at King's College University of London who's studying the impact of COVID-19 on global poverty, said, "We're talking about an unprecedented shock." Eduardo Ortiz Juarez said about 72 million Latin Americans had escaped poverty during a commodity-fueled glorious decade of sustained economic growth and aggressive social assistance between 2003 and 2013. Pointing to Mexico, Colombia, Peru and Guatemala as countries that could be particularly badly affected by the coronavirus, he said, "This reversal probably won't offset the achievement in magnitude, but we could be talking about 52 million Latin Americans at risk of falling into poverty." In Brazil, where the International Monetary Fund predicts a 9.1% contraction of the economy, there are concerns that slump could fuel violence in what is already one of the world's most dangerous countries, with more than 40,000 murders last year alone in Brazil. Drauzio Varela, a doctor who has spent decades working in Brazil's overcrowded prison system, said he feared the pandemic would force already disenfranchised young Brazilians into the arms of organized crime and bring the real possibility of social convulsions in Brazil. Dr. Drauzio Varela predicted, "We're going to face an escalation of urban violence in the recovery period, and the prime reason is that people will be poorer." He added, "I'm not saying that just because you're poorer and don't have money, you will become violent, but the risk is higher." After many Latin American countries were rocked by protests last year, Eduardo Ortiz Juarez, a Mexican academic at King's College University of London, saw further social outbursts ahead, depending on how long and how severe the pandemic proved to be, and how individual governments responded to the pandemic. Beyond the economic impact, he feared long-lasting negative impact on education, healthcare, and social and gender equality in Latin America. The city of Manaus, in Brazil's Amazon, dealt with up to 140 burials a day in May, but is now one of the few major Brazilian cities that seems to be pulling through, although the virus is now sweeping across the Amazonas state. The mayor of Manaus, Arthur Virgilio, remains in hospital, appearing in a blue hospital gown to tell his supporters, "This awful illness caused a lesion that has damaged 25% of my lung." His wife had also been admitted to hospital, suffering terrible pains in her body. A vocal critic of Jair Bolsonaro's response to the pandemic, he was clear who he blamed for the depth of the disaster in Brazil. The mayor of Manaus, Arthur Virgilio, said, "I prefer to listen to the World Health Organization, WHO, which knows what it's talking about, than listen to gawkers who won't stop talking and often spread confusion rather than genuine, wise advice."